Hello, Claudia.
Yes.
Hi, Claudia. This is AJ from Georgia Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you that this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, genderqueer, gender conforming, non-
No.
Female? Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1995.
Okay. And let's see here. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? We have no, not Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Yes, Mexican, American, Chicano. Yes, Puerto Rican. Yes, Cuban. Yes, Dominican. Yes, another Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin.
Hispanic.
Hispanic, so let's see here. Yes, Mexican American, Chicano.
No, the last one you said.
The last one, okay. Yes, Hispanic. Okay.
Yes.
Could you specify for me what origin you would be?
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Makes two of us.
You too.
Okay. Yeah, me too. What is your race? Select all that apply. So we have white, black, or African-American, American Indian, and I got to read these, I know. Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic or Latino origin?
Hispanic or Latino.
Okay. And I will make this as quick as possible for you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? We have a 12th grader below. No high school diploma. We have high school graduate diploma or equivalent. Some college, but no degree. Associate degree, bachelor's degree, master.
College, but not degree.
Excuse me, associate's degree?
Some college, but not degree.
Oh, some college, but no degree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. So on a scale from 0 to 10, what do you think your, how much vote do you think your or how power your vote has?
10.
10, okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Yep.
Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, and very satisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied? Okay.
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Well, they're somewhat satisfied. Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So we have Joe Biden. Do you feel very cold and unfavorable? Or would that be, which is very cold and unfavorable, would be 0 up to 10, where it's very warm and favorable on a scale of 1 to 10?
9.
9, okay. The Republican Party, from 0 to 10, how would you feel about them?
9 as well.
9, okay. Kamala Harris, on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
The Democratic Party, on a scale from 0 to 10, how would you feel about them?
9.
9? Donald Trump, on a scale from 0 to 10, how would you say you feel about him?
10.
10? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said Democratic Party, 9, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Donald Trump, 10. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., 0 to 10.
No idea who that is, but I have
no idea. Never heard of him?
Yeah, no.
Never heard of, okay. Senator Raphael Warnock. 0 to 10?
9.
9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? We have the Republican Donald Trump. We have Democrat Joe Biden. We have third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Other independent third parties, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
I will vote, but I'm not sure for who right now.
Okay. Undecided?
Yes.
Okay. If you had to choose, I did choose. Okay, undecided. There we go. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? We have the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate. So we have Democratic candidate, lean Democratic candidate, undecided, lean Republican candidate, would vote for other political offices, not Congress, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Republican candidate.
Okay, Democrat, Republican, lean Republican or Republican candidate?
Okay. Yeah, Republican candidate.
Okay, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? So we have statement A, excuse me, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life, or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. We have statement A, much more, statement A, somewhat more, statement B, somewhat more, statement B, much more.
A,
much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? So we have, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. We have, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or we have, our government and political system do not work effectively and now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
The second one you said.
Okay, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? So we have the future of the planet. Do you feel negative or positive?
Future of the planet?
The future of the planet, negative or positive?
I want to say positive.
Okay. Your own future, negative or positive?
Positive.
Okay. The future of the country, negative or positive?
Positive.
Yeah. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same? We have much easier, somewhat easier, about the same, somewhat harder, much harder, or not applicable, didn't vote?
It's been the same for me, so I want to say about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. We have, I don't know enough about the candidates. We have, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. We have, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. We have, I don't have time to vote. We have, it is difficult for me to vote. We have, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. We have, I don't like any candidates.
Do I have to answer that one?
No,
none of those apply to me.
Well, like I said, so thinking about the, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two. So, other, or none of the above. Yeah, none of the above. None of the above. Okay. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. So we have racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above, okay. And below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certainty to happen. A 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Okay, so we have allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. Do you think this threat will certainly happen? Will certainly not happen as a 0, or all the way to 10 where it certainly will happen?
0, you said it's not going to happen?
Not going to happen, and then 10 could happen, it will possibly happen. 5 being not sure. Anywhere in between there you can pick?
3.
3? Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. So do you think that arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in the long lines to vote, do you think that threat will certainly not happen, or that near certainly to happen?
I want to say not. 0.
0?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The threat of giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Do you think that will happen, or do you think that's not going to happen?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. A 0?
Yes.
Okay. You said arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food, that's not going to happen, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then that one too. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors, do you think that's not going to happen, which is a 0, or 10 will happen?
0.
0?
Mm-hmm.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that the only right types of voters get to vote. Think that won't happen in a 0, or a 10 that it will happen?
I want to say a 5.
5. Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. 0 to 10.
0.
0?
Mm-hmm.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. Do you think that will not happen? 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections. Do you think that will happen or will not happen?
Increasing political violence. Yeah, I think that will happen.
Would you say on that, a 10 or?
No, probably like a 5 or 6.
5? 6?
Yeah, 5.
5, yeah. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens every day.
0.
0, okay. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? We have big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Big problem.
Big problem, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years. We have, yes, personally experienced, yes, know someone, or no, not experienced.
I have not experienced that.
You have not experienced it, okay? Here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement. Whether a 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, or a 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, or a 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement, you may select any number from 0 to 10. So every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country. You strongly agree or strongly disagree, 0, or strongly agree, a 10, or anywhere in between?
10.
Okay. We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all. 0, disagree. 10, strongly agree. Or in between?
10.
Said 10?
Yes.
Okay. Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families. 0, disagree. 10, strongly agree.
10.
Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families. 0, strongly disagree, or 10, strongly agree. Or in between?
In between.
Okay. We're just about done here. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about most? You may select up to two. So the list of people that it might take to participate in a civic engagement of politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make a change on the issues that you care about the most? We have voting in federal elections such as president or U.S. Congress. We have volunteering for a local organization in my community, boycotting a company, donating to political campaigns and organizations, voting in a state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, marching in a protest, talking to friends or family about politics, signing petitions, we have calling, writing, emailing local politicians, engaging in a direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, or none of the above. So which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make a change on the issues that you care about the most? The most effective way. So voting in federal elections?
Voting. Yeah, that one.
Voting? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just one? Or we have also?
Just that one.
Just that one, okay. All right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. So how much power do you think your vote has on a 0 to 10 scale?
10.
Okay. One last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? We have Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate John F. Kennedy Jr. We have other independent or third party, undecided, or would vote for other political offices, not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Undecided, yes.
Undecided, okay. If you had to choose, from who would you vote? We have Donald Trump, Republican Donald Trump. We have Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices, not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Undecided,
okay. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and physical health? So we have Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And we're just about done here. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Kamala Harris, we have Lean Harris, undecided, Lean Trump, Donald Trump would vote for other political offices, not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Undecided.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent? We have Democrat, Republican, or Independent.
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat? We have strong and not a strong Democrat.
Not a strong.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? So we have very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes, current member. Yes, former member. No, never been a member.
No, never been
a member. Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else? We have homeowner, rent, live with a family member, or something else.
Rent,
okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country? I was born in the United States. I was born in another country.
I was born in another country.
In another country, okay. Were your parents born in the United States or another country? Were both born in the United States? One was born in another country or both were born in another country?
Both were born in another country.
Okay. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? We have Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, too young, or not registered, or did not vote.
Trump.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? We have full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other.
Full-time,
okay. Last year, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $55,000 to $54,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $89,999, $150,000 to $174,999, $175,000 to $199,999, $225,000 to
$499,999,
$200,000 to $399,999, or $400,000 or more.
35 to 44.
Okay. You got a good memory. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I'm curious, what part of El Salvador is your family from?
La Union.
La Union? Okay. We're in a Huachapan as well. We're in a Huachapan over here, so.
Say
hi from all the way down here. So, thank you for your time today, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.